Also on his stream, he tried to get his other dog to bite the dog he abuses. Like, he put them in a confined space, and he was hoping they'd start biting each other. And he's like, yeah, I want her to get bit. And he thought it was hilarious whenever she was about to and freaked out. He thought it was the funniest thing ever. So the fact that people defend this and just ignore this is absolutely insane. You know, this guy might be a psychopath.
Confined space like this together is a good idea, but... Oh, there we go. Good job, Fiona. You fucking tell her. Kaya is really funny when she's scared. Me? No, I want her to bite her.
Jesus.
I know Fiona wants out. She's not getting out, though. Fiona snaps at her. She'll just go, and, like, run away. Run away like a goofball crying. She needs to learn. See? See? She wants out.
The wind, children.
Did you see that? I want you guys to see what happens when she actually gets scared. It's so funny.
That stream was 3 days
I'm
for the 2020
I'm a first-generation immigrant, okay? I was an anchor baby. I was born here so I could have citizenship. So when I see immigrants and refugees and shit advocate for reactionary politicians who would literally wipe them out, like, it would be like this. Like, you think Trump gives a fuck about Vietnamese people? He would literally melt you, okay? He would melt you and use your fucking bones as toothpicks if it meant that he would have, he would not suffer any of the fucking consequences. And meanwhile, you're like, oh, it's so great. We love Donald Trump. Like, shut the fuck up. It makes me so mad. Like, Hispanics for Trump or Latinos for Trump. It's like, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing, dude? Yeah, Joe Biden sucks ass too, but like, why the fuck would you ever openly agitate and advocate for a guy who literally is running on melting you? Like, he's just running on killing you, dude. And his followers want to as well. Oh my god, dude. Shit fucking.
Because as Vietnamese refugee, we have endured suffering under the communist regime, and we believe that,
Okay, fuck you, dude. I mean, seriously, fuck you, old lady. Shut the fuck up, you stupid fucking idiotic old lady with your stupid fucking gamer headset. Who is fuck you harder, America or fucking Ho Chi Minh? Suck my dick, old lady. God damn, dude. Yo, fuck this refugee, okay? Seriously, fuck this South Vietnamese motherfucking whatever, like, Christian supremacist psychotic fucking refugee living in America now and able to talk that shit. Why don't you go back and live in fucking South Vietnam in the same conditions, if that's your perspective. Be careful, be careful. No, I fucking hate these people, dude.
Because,
Okay.
All of this is by design. I say this over and over, and I will continue saying it. They are doing this on purpose. They are doing it so they can continue to fund these parasite migrants into our country.
Parasite migrants.
And that's the reason why. And by the way, for you guys that are in Europe that are watching this, the same thing's happening over there. The West has a huge problem that we have an infection, and we refuse to admit that there's a problem.
An infection.
There is clearly a problem. There is clearly an affliction, and there is also clearly a solution. But they don't want to talk about that because it might make them feel bad. That has to stop. Like, if I knew that I could get these people deported and sent back to fucking Guatemala or Somalia or wherever the fuck they came from, if I knew I could do that, I would take a break from my stream.
Are we even talking about illegal immigrants anymore? Did I miss something? Or maybe it just wasn't clipped correctly? They clip jumped in a little?
I would add Streamlabs so I could do that all the time. I'll be packing these guys up every day. Oh no, I'd show up at their house with the ICE agents. I'd show up like Ash Ketchum. I'd say, guess what? Get your shit. Nah, bring your family too. Let's go, boys. Come on. Get in the van. Get in the red and blue van. Gotta catch them all. That's right. I would do this. And honestly, I make videos about them. Like other, you know, like, and I'm gonna be real. Like I would be so brutal to these people. People would say it's too much. I would be filming them crying, walking out, getting dragged out. I'd put like Pokemon theme music over it.
With the Cuba hat on.
It is very funny that like there is this assessment of like, you know, how much everything I was wearing. It's like, they don't realize that one, people send me fucking free shit all the time. Two, people gift me shit all the time as well. Right. Like, not that it even matters.
Why? Oh my God, he's doing the thing. Did we ever think of a snappy name for this? A snappy name for this fallacy where you say that you're not doing a thing, but then you like go on and you justify it anyway. Don't you think it would be bad if you murdered illegal immigrants? And then the claim is that like, well, no one's murdering illegal immigrants, but then you go on and you give like a bunch of justification why you should murder them. If he thinks it's fine that he wore what he wore, well, then why are you giving like,
well, I didn't even buy it, bro. I didn't even pay for it.
Also, who is giving you $1,500 shirts or whatever? Nobody is giving you this, little bro. Why is he pretending this? Like Gucci is sending him merch.
Matters, even if I like go out and purchase it on my own, who gives a fuck what I'm wearing? You're an idiot. Like, what you think?
Who gives, like, clothes are a choice. You're making some kind of choice for as to what you're wearing, right? You're either, like, it can be that you don't give a fuck, which is acceptable. I don't give a fuck. That's why I wear sweatpants and shirts or whatever some places. But if you are choosing to wear, like, $5,000 outfits, you've made it. That's a choice that you've made, right? You want to present yourself. Well, the question, I think it is a fair question to ask is, why are you presenting yourself that way? Like, what is the goal for that sort of presentation? It's a fair question to ask. He's so fashion retarded. But he wastes so much money. It's is it called dollar tag fashion? God, I want to be a Nepo baby. I'm just jealous. I wish I could be born into his life.
You think the price of this button up shirt
is the reason why the Cubans are fucking suffering. Like, what argument is this, right? Yeah, he's like, look at this too. I mean, this is March's incredibly expensive hat, right? I mean, it's like, this
oh, even his friends are,
I think, but
fucking Jesus, dab the fuck out or whatever.
I don't think this hat is actually that expensive, but regardless, right? You're an idiot for trying to justify it. To them, I'm not trying to justify it. I didn't even bring that stuff up at all. Yeah, I mean, this was funny. Hassan's $690 button down shirt alone can feed a family of four in Cuba for about a year. Damn, he should go to Cuba and give them money. Yeah, it's so strange. It's strange that, I mean, it makes sense that this
I also really don't like, I don't want a virtue signal, okay, but like the way that he described his experience over there sounded like, if I was to virtue signal, it sounded really fucking gross. Oh, yeah, bro. Like, we ran around with wads of cash and we were showering it on the Cuban people. We were like, just, we had so much cash and we were trying, like, every time I've heard a clip of him talking about it, I was like, oh, yeah, we were just trying to, like, cash up everybody when we went there. We were giving out so much money to everybody. Like, it just sounded really, really, really fucking weird. Ugh.
Propaganda works on the fucking hogs, too. Like, I get it when people are like, but what about the optics? It's like, the fuck do you mean? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm literally in Cuba, you know? I'm in Cuba.
I mean, barely. Also, he must be posting those interviews that he said he did, right? I know he said a few times, like, wow, I just interviewed like all these doctors and I interviewed all these people about how horrible it is. Are any of these anywhere? Did he post any of these? Are they recorded? Did he say he's going to post them? He went to Israel for 2 weeks. Hassan was in Cuba for less than 24 hours. Yeah, I like how this motherfucker said he was going to go to Gaza at some point.
I might go to Gaza.
Oh my God.
You know? I'm in Cuba. It's unbelievable. You should have went shirtless. True, true. It's just, all of it literally reduces to if you...
I also love the dichotomies that he puts up. Like, imagine going to a party and raping 400 people. And then somebody's like, bro, don't you think like raping people is bad? And you're like, oh, so I'm not allowed to have sex ever. That's what we're saying, right? I just can't have sex.
You are in any way... If you are in any way, shape, or form better off
also,
than the average
race, so dirty in that. Yeah. That's so fucking funny. Sorry. Yeah. That's really, you know, it's like, oh, wow, look at this rich fucking, you know, like, yeah, look at this asshole. This guy's piece of shit. And then look at the guy next to him who doesn't matter. He's actually, that shirt he's wearing is for pores. The jeans, too. That little hat.
It's crazy how all the criticism about you having money and using it all stem from communities of other wealthy people who don't do nearly as much activism as you.
Activism.
Fire himself said that none of us are ever going to know about 99% of the instances of you putting your money where your mouth is, nor...
Because what he never does. What is he talking about?
Should we? Yeah, you will never know. Well, hopefully you will never know. Okay.
Like he tries to act... He does this weird cringe thing where he pretends that he's like secretly donating all of this money on the side, but nobody knows about it. Like what? Nobody believes you, Lover. Maybe his audience does. I don't even know, bro.
Let's be real.
If Hassan was not worried about his safety, wouldn't his expensive clothing make him more of a target? Wait, he doesn't leave his hotel. How can he be a target?
But we got to replay that last part.
Experiencing that dichotomy is like definitely me up. Definitely.
Oh my God. This has to be a troll, bro. It has to be a troll.
You couldn't have done that better if you scripted it. I bet he has a Grey Poupon suppository.
Like, I don't understand. I'm literally not even in the hotel here, for the record. I'm at a friend's house, okay?
Okay.
This was a local's home that I'm in, okay? And not only that, but like, yeah, they made me, Ryan Grimm made me a fucking coffee. Are they saying it's because I'm drinking coffee like a gay guy? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, yeah, it's a tiny cup, man. I'm a massive guy. It's a Cuban coffee. What the fuck's the problem? This reminds me of Enjoy Your Fancy Burger, Mr. President. Yeah.
Hurry up his butthole. By the way, his glasses cost $1,400.
Yeah, broke boy. What's up? Yeah, I got swag, bitch. What are you going to do?
You don't have swag, though. You just show off your wealth everywhere, which I think some people would argue in a zone like this is insanely fucking tasteless. Swag? This guy looks like he's been on the fucking Ozempic train for the past 6 months. What is going on here? What the fuck? Or maybe he's just stressed?
Who about it? Suck my...
Times the average Cuban salary and four times what I pay my rider.
Dumbass, anything that you wear is going to be like three times the average Cuban salary.
Yeah, but not 100 times.
It's a very poor island. We've kept it poor. That's the point. So you can just like, I don't know, hold a fucking rave next to a concentration camp. You know what I mean? That's like not a thing you can do in other circumstances. Like you can only do that if you're turning a complete blind eye to all this violence.
Did Hassan actually go to this?
They have to
My guess is he didn't, right? There's no way he did.
All when I was there, because I was too busy fucking doing shit, right? And because I spend like basically, I have like 8+ hours of recording.
Yeah.
There we go.
Of just like interviews.
So he says he did recording. Okay.
For like two hours of just crazy. Interviewed doctors and Belly of the Beast, by the way. What a fucking, what
great,
a,
what a people.
Gem. What a what gem people. Of an operation. Fuck me. Reed is such a stud.
I mean, Reed's the man.
He is the Reed's the man.
No, Billy is wonderful. Those are people who do incredible things with such few resources.
Yeah.
It's astonishing.
Yeah, they're brilliant. They're fantastic. Anyway,
I wanted to link this, nothing else but, interesting here.
What I was saying is, so they set up a lot of their the people that they had actually put in their documentaries, because like this is all about sharing and
since he got stuff trying to that get doesn't release it or do it on stream. Maybe he's given it to editors and they're working through it. There's no way that he would just lie about recording 8 hours of stuff and not show any of it, right? That would be crazy. Yeah, the tossing wads of cash thing that he said over, I saw so many clips of him saying stuff like this. It's just
about basically, right? And I can,
there is more democracy enjoyed by the people in a one-party state, in a one-party socialist and communist state that he has achieved.
For me personally, being there on free and liberated land, it was beautiful. God. I saw how the Cuban people are innovative. They're steadfast. And it reminded me of back home. It reminded me of how strong, steadfast, and resolute Palestinians are.
I felt like a human being. It felt beautiful to be free, to be on liberated land.
We believe in internationalist struggle and solidarity. We'll get into that more a little bit later, but this idea that all of our struggles are bound up together, and anything we do to chip away at imperialism and oppression, it chips away at imperialism and oppression for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And I could understand why so many of our, you know, freedom fighters or resistance fighters would, come to Cuba escaping, the persecution of the U.S. empire.
After the revolution, they took back the land, they took back the industry, they reduced homelessness to almost nothing, and drastically increased literacy and guaranteed free education, free healthcare, and subsidized housing to the people.
And we were also just really emotionally overwhelmed by the amount of availability and access of Cuban healthcare to everyone there.
Basically, also felt like they were taking part in it, which is super democratic. It's like, if people feel like they're actually being heard, they're going to be very excited to participate in these things.
And that land that was owned by the United States was, in the industries that were owned by the United States, were taken back by the Cuban people.
As we recognize as Brigadistas, it's very important for us to return back to the belly of the beast, to take the lessons that we've learned, to both end this blockade, but also to share strategies to develop a revolutionary future alongside.
These people 100% paid by the regime, no? No, there's a lot of people who are retarded for free.
Our friends, families, our neighbors.
Right. Real talk, why do lefties have such dogshit PR? I feel like everything they do looks either goofy and useless or tasteless. Is it just my bias? Because they're not trying to appeal to you, and they're not trying to actually accomplish anything. They're just after social media points. And for the social media points, it looks really good. Because you go into the group of people, you say the things that they want to hear, and then you all kind of like jerk yourselves off as part of the cult. Again, I've said this a million times. Either people will realize it or not, and who the fuck cares? But like, the cult on the right serves their electoral aims. The cults on the left don't. They just don't care about winning elections. So they don't ever, or even doing like real activism. I never gear it that way. Like, in my mind, I don't know if Hassan has addressed this. I don't know what the purpose would be, or what he could possibly say. Like, if you were planning on doing this big aid trip to Cuba, why would you not advertise it more? Or did he and I just missed it? Why would you not be promoting this for like a month or two beforehand, so your fans could donate, or you could do like a donation drive? And because I feel like I heard about it like a day or two before he went. Maybe not that dramatically, or maybe. No, I think he mentioned the flotilla thing like a week or two before, right? Also him using Starlink after he said he wouldn't was funny as fuck.
I saw the clip, I think you're probably referencing, Riago, with Hassan talking about Tucker versus Gavin Newsom, and how some people, you know, in his world would vote for Tucker because he's been, you know, more staunchly opposed to the war and more staunchly opposed to what was happening in Gaza. And, you know, they see him making these arguments in a compelling way on their social media feeds, and they see Gavin Newsom as like a slick corporate Democrat who like would support whatever, the military industrial complex, whatever he said. I don't know the exact clip in front of me. But
remember, when you hear things like this from people like Hassan, the reason why people like Tucker Carlson are more compelling candidates, or any random fuck on Twitter, are more compelling candidates than Gavin Newsom, is because to them, the only thing that matters is what you virtue signal on. Actual actions, like passing bills or things that you've actually done in leadership, that they don't matter, because these people don't engage in politics. They engage in social media games.
Nas Daily has built his career whitewashing Israel's genocide of Palestinians and Azerbaijan's ethnic cleansing of Armenians. Now he's agitating on behalf of America to violently
Azerbaijan's ethnic cleanse. You know the genocide and the ethnic cleansing of, he said Albanian, sorry. I was thinking Armenian, sorry, man. Does he ever talk about the Turkish shit? No, probably not.
Roy Cuba, right? Yeah. Where is it? So he came up to me at the Havana airport while I was flying to Mexico and then flying to Los Angeles to enter the country through Los Angeles yesterday. I was shocked. I didn't fully know who he was when he approached me yelling with a phone camera in tow with his girlfriend.
Oh my God. That's
and he was like, oh, do you know me? I'm Nas Daily. Do you know me? I'm Nas Daily. I'm like, what the fuck? I turn around. This fucking guy. He's like, do you know me? I'm Nas Daily. I have a massive YouTube channel. I have a massive YouTube channel. And when he realized I had no fucking idea who he was, he started.
You met the Nas Daily guy in Israel, right? Yeah, I did. He's a huge content creator, but I think he's like more popular in the Middle East. Doesn't this guy have like 18 million fucking followers on TikTok or something? But I don't think he gets much traction in the West. I think it's mainly, but I think, I don't think his content is even in English. I'm not sure.
Started immediately yelling about Hamas. We're in 14
million
Havana
on YouTube. Oh, okay. That's English content.
We're at the Havana airport and he just starts screaming about Hamas and Israel. He's like, I'm Palestinian and what you're doing is hurting the Palestinians.
True.
And I was like, the fuck are you talking about? Right. And then this was when you were leaving or arriving? No, this was when I was leaving. Okay. I found it very strange that an agent of Israel was also in Cuba.
Of Israel. Oh, this is who Hassan is talking about. When Hassan was like, the Mossad sent somebody to follow me or whatever. Oh my God.
And there were these wonderful older people that were also sitting at this cafe in the airport next to us. And they were so grossed out by this fucking freak that one of the ladies was like, hey, can I ask you, what do you do that this person is yelling at you? What's going on? And I was like, yeah, I'm a pro-Palestinian political commentator.
Oh my God.
And he just like was screaming. He just got like more and more agitated, right?
More and more agitated
because I wasn't giving him the attention that he desperately wanted. So I turned around. and I said, do you feel like this is making you look good?
Do
you feel like you're getting a good clip out of this? You're freaking out all of these people around us. And I think that was a moment of self-reflection for him because he kind of stopped. And his girlfriend was like embarrassed.
Oh my God.
His girlfriend was a little bit embarrassed.
Rattled him in LAX. Or was it Havana?
So he stopped. He stopped filming. We didn't film it. Marsh was next to me.
Are you okay, bro?
We didn't give a fuck enough to film it.
Oh, well, of course not. Of course. Nobody. Yeah, okay. Okay.
So he went away. And I thought that was the end of that equation.
Little did he know.
But we were leaving the cafe to go to our gate. But it turns out didn't end there. He wanted more. He wanted a better clip because he couldn't get it, right? So he was filming from afar and yelling still.
Oh my God, yeah.
You're going to stop doing Hamas propaganda. You're going to stop doing Hamas propaganda. You need to stop being a supporter of Hamas. You're hurting the Palestinian cause. That's when I, experienced maybe a blip of a cortisol spike. So I turned around and said, what are you going to fucking do about it? I didn't even drop my bag. I just said, what are you going to do about it? You're going to stop me? And he walked up to me, still filming. I said, what are you going to do? Go ahead. Stop me. When his girlfriend realized that the situation was escalating, she tried to pull him off. He was like, come on, let's stop. Whatever. Okay. So we did. He started backing away. And I said, yeah, that's what I thought. We proceeded to go towards the gate. He came back again to yell from afar. To say, oh, yeah, keep running away. And so I turned around and said, suck my dick. And that's it. That's the end of that story. Okay. But of course, because he couldn't get any of the clips he wanted out of it, he had to fucking cope. But when I saw him make an argument about, some people see this and think central planning is a good idea, as he talked about, the lack of trash collection born out of the oil blockade, right? I said, I can confirm that this Israeli agent was on the ground. He came up to me at the Havana airport to scream and weird everyone out. People around were worried about his mental health, looking forward to how he tries to chop up the video, wondering what his purpose was. He kept saying, don't you know me? I'm Nas Daily. I have a massive profile. His girlfriend also felt weirded out by his behavior. I hope he gets well soon. Okay. To which apparently he responded with, as a Palestinian origin Muslim for hundreds of years, I wanted to make it clear. By the way, everyone in his replies are like, you're not a Palestinian. Shut the fuck up. You're an agent of Israel. As a Palestinian origin Muslim for hundreds of years.
Of all the stories that I need to start making shit up? Like, would you guys believe me if I said this? This guy walked up to me and I was like, what are you going to do about it, bro? It's so cringe. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if he asked one time, like, do you know who I am? Because he's a really huge YouTuber that covers, but I don't know if his content is explicitly political or not, but he does a lot of Middle Eastern stuff. He probably asked one time, but I
doubt it was as anywhere near as cringy as Hassan is making out to be. Unless maybe it is. Maybe the guy's a super cringe lord, but I mean, I wouldn't believe this guy. And I don't know why they wouldn't record it, but okay.
I wanted to make it clear to you that you're bad for the Palestinian cause and your activism is hurting innocents and empowering terrorists. Palestinians want moderate leaders to lead them to peace and coexistence. They don't want you to lead them to another fight while you stay in five-star hotels, live streaming wearing Gucci. P.S. You are only strong online, okay? That's what, then I said, is that why you backed away after people were weirded out by your antisocial behavior, only to try and muster up the courage later to try a second attempt at a video shouting at me from afar? Will you put how you stood down when I asked what you do about it to stop me in the video?
Well, what is he supposed to, even if that is the case, what are you supposed to say? What are you going to do about it? Well, he's making a video. You guys are content creators. Did you expect me to fight you?
So I denied him the clip.
It's also so cringe. I blame Trump for this. How everything in the media now is about character attacks and divert. There's no, like, Hassan will never respond with substance to any point. Same with all of his little dick suck defenders online too. Nobody ever responds to any point that anybody brings up anymore. It's all diversion. It's all character attacks. But I mean, you can see it from the top down. It's because people like Hassan conduct themselves this way. People like Trump conduct themselves this way. It's so annoying. Oh my God.
And all he had in the end was this. Don't worry. You're not worth making a video about. You can rest easy that beautiful video I took won't be online. So why'd you take it? Maximum cope.
Fucking wrecked him, dude. God, that was so freaking epic.
His girlfriend lying about the interaction because they don't plan to post the video. Lol, what are you talking about? I was there. There was no screaming. No one was even paying attention. He walked up to you and said, as a Palestinian, you're hurting Palestinians. You hurled vulgarities and ran away.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Yeah. It's funny because not a single person that was involved has denied the interaction except for the girlfriend. So just release the entire clip then. Post the whole interaction. Do it.
If he had his cameraman with him, why wouldn't they film it?
We didn't film it. He did. You should have recorded it. Brother, how am I supposed to know that an Israeli Mossad agent followed my ass to Havana fucking Cuba and intercepted me at my point of travel?
Anybody approaches now, they're an agent of the Mossad.
From afar with his phone camera out.
Jesus. Oh! Oh my God, he's in Cuba! You can tell because he's got the hat on and the shirt. This is freaking epic. He has to get pictures with some of the people there. If he doesn't get pictures with people there, I don't think he went to Cuba. I think he either is at some other island or he just went to some hotel somewhere and he's just chilling. Bro, these fucking Hassan articles are too much. Holy shit. Vanity Fair dropped an interview with Hassan post-Oscars. Hassan Piker came to our party and says he got framed-mogged by real celebrities. Some highlights. On the left, he's heralded as the only voice capable of seducing young men disaffected by party politics, in part to his pairing of uncompromising leftism with alpha male charisma and aesthetics and having giant biceps.
I want to go to Cuba. Would you be down?
I fucking love Cuba.
Oh, yeah, you'd be down?
Yeah, I filmed a documentary there.
The Cuban government actually hit my contact from the embassy and told him that if the only thing stopping us from coming to Cuba was the consistent internet access, we can make it happen.
Yeah, Cuba is...
Oh, my God, bro. How is this guy... Dude, somebody clean up my U.S. politics. This motherfucker is getting help from the government of China, from the government of Cuba to go and do propaganda trips? What the fuck? Hello? Nobody writes about this. Nobody on the left media, none of these, the gay people or the thirsty as fuck women care to ask a single question about any of the, or maybe, I'm sorry, I didn't read the Vanity Fair article that was talking about his big biceps. Maybe they do have some critical reporting in there. Nobody gives a fuck.
Sick.
Wait, the government reached out to you.
So yeah, of course. It's not reach out to me. There's a middleman there. Okay. Because I had a doctor from Cuba. Cuba does this thing called medical missions, uh-huh. And they've been doing it since I believe like the 70s, and it's incredibly successful. They have a massive, very.
When was this video posted? 11 months ago.
Robust like medical program because kind of they have to because they're under an incredible sanctions regime by the United States of America that the rest of the world thinks is abhorrent, except for America and Israel that keep consistently vetoing it over and over again. But this has created a major issue, obviously, where Cuba has basically had to like educate their own doctors, and because they have an abundance almost of doctors now that they have been sending their doctors out as like medical missions and also generating revenue for the country this
because
way
because they
well.
Betrayed
send the doctors
this
out.
Was especially important for the relationship with Venezuela, I believed,
to like Jamaica, for example, or other countries where they need additional help, and a piece of their salary goes back to the Cuban government because like, you know, they've been, it's like military, you know how like soldiers are paid by the government, it's like doctors. Instead of sending soldiers overseas, they send doctors. And I was talking to a doctor from Cuba yesterday about this, and he told me that there's a couple different things that are happening in Cuba right now that I can go and visit. And
Cuba's just sick to be. I went to Cuba, yeah, before any other
Americans were really allowed to go. I went on a student visa to film a documentary and I had a fucking blast. I had so much fun. I played street baseball. I lived at an Organiponico, a urban like farm, and it was so sick. It was
dude,
so
awesome. we can do it fairly soon as well.
Oh, dude, Cuba,
we can either go
awesome.
For May Day. May Day is a huge deal in because Cuba is a socialist country and May Day is like the International Day of Solidarity for Workers.
Let's do it. Let's,
we could
this
go on,
we'll, do. We'll go to Cuba and then we'll go to Miami.
No,
why not?
Because we're talking about like an awesome place to go to and you want to turn it into like the pedophile crypto paradise trip.
What? I
hate Florida so much.
You know, I just wanted to go to Miami. We can go to the beach. So anyway, he can go to Miami. And
yeah, you stay in Miami. You can stay at the Ritz-Carlton or whatever.
Cuba doesn't have beaches?
No, we can go to Cuba, go to the beach, but then we can also go to Miami. We can do it all.
No, I don't want to go to Miami.
Cuba has beach. It's an island. Cuba has beach. Beach. Many beach in Cuba. Oh, Jesus.
They've got a lot of beach.
It's like an AI video. Cuba is known for its beautiful beach.
It's, like,
it's right next to water. It's surrounded by water. Of course it has.
Yeah. That's it. I'm glad that you're down for it. Austin can stay behind, I think.
I'll go. I think my dad Cuba. Actually spent part of his life growing up in Cuba.
Also,
yeah, he lived in Cuba.
They did not.
Also, of the three of us, I speak the best Spanish. It's not even close. We would be going with March.
Shit.
So.
Yeah. He's operating the camera.
Obsolete.
No, he's operating the camera.
Without that, Austin, we would need you to run camera for the Cuba trips.
No, I can't. No, he's not going to be able to. He's not going to be able to handle that responsibility. No, Marsh can do both.
I'll go to Cuba. We've been talking about a couple trips, chat. Cuba and also
it's
China.
Just, it's just there's limited amount of space. Yeah, so
Did he promote like the people organizing this or any? He must have on a stream, and I just don't get linked it because why would anybody link me that? Like you'd think he would try to get his audience to donate or something for the mission or something, right? Like what? Or I don't know these people. The whole it's so weird.
You guys, he's already been.
There's no way. Can navigate an airport without me.
He's already been.
I've been to Cuba.
He's already been there. Mark speaks Spanish. You.
Yeah, but Mark doesn't speak Cuban Spanish like I do.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Cuban Spanish and regular Spanish?
Well, Cuban Spanish is Cuban Spanish. And
what's the difference?
Regular. There's no regular Spanish. There's lots of different types of Spanish. Mexican Spanish. He speaks Mexican Spanish. There's just.
But what notably?
Well, notably, there's a few different words.
They drop the S.
Well, now, Austin would have known that if he knew anything about Cuba.
And they speak a little quicker.
Make it shut up. Also in the wrong direction. But yeah, no, you can come too. Cuba's gay as fuck, by the way.
I know. So, I've been to
Miami.
Please stop comparing Cuba to Miami.
Wait, I'm not trying. Wait, is that a
it's imagine if
send you back on a raft.
Imagine if there was a socialist revolution in a country and then like a lot of people.
Okay, the big also comparison, I hate traveling and I hate swimming and I hate doing anything outside, okay? So let me just precursor that. I don't know how none of these guys have done anything anywhere before, I guess. Or I imagine Will has. In my opinion, Miami's beaches are disgusting. Unfortunately, a lot of US beaches are very meh. Beaches in the Caribbean are otherworldly. Like you it doesn't even seem real how clear the water can be, how beautiful it can be super blue. You got like the sandbars, you've got the underwater life. There's a billion things. Oh, fuck, is Mr. Mouton here? Me and Melina felt so bad after going to Aruba for 2 weeks when we took Mr. Mouton and Peach on a snorkeling thing because we were like snorkeling in Aruba was magic. It was like a Disney adventure of a million different types of super colorful fishes swirling around you. And it was like, oh my God. And then for Miami, we even took a boat out like a mile from the beach and we went in the water and the water was choppy and it's brown and murky. And there was like one half dead fish, like barely clinging to life. Scraping the bottom of the floor. I was like, oh my God. The water down in the Keys, I think, is a bit better. Maybe there are parts of like Southern Florida beaches that I haven't been to, but like in my opinion, even the Keys don't compare to just the islands of the Caribbean and the water and the movie sand and the lack of so many people is beautiful. It's absolutely fucking breathtakingly beautiful compared to fucking Miami. But I don't know, whatever.
People that were not so fond of said socialist revolution in the country went directly to the nearest area that they could go to inside of the country that is not fond at all of the socialist revolution.
Is I have been around a lot of Cuban people because there's a huge Cuban population in Miami, Florida.
No, I'm very familiar. These are very different.
I'm not saying that the Cuba that we're saying is the same as the Cuba that we're that the Cuban people that I've surrounded myself with. What I'm trying to say is I'm trying to not be offensive. What
you're,
really
you're,
trying to
you're, say. You're, yeah, you're Am definitely not stepping
no.
on.
Hey, guys.
Why are you letting me drown like this? Help me! Because it's funny.
Yeah, but are people going to be mad at me?
Austin did stunt work recently. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. I want to watch that video, but last thing I will say is,
can you help me?
They're not going to get mad at you. They're going to get mad at me.
Why?
And probably even Will, because he's been to Cuba already. Not the Cubans in Cuba, but the Cubans in Miami will get mad at me for saying I like Cuba and want to go to Cuba.
Oh, but well, no, Cubans in Miami are not going to be mad about you.
First of all,
saying
I love Cuban
nice.
People. I just want to be very clear. Yeah. Yes, me too.
But my
they all hate Castro, but I've only heard phenomenal things about how beautiful Cuba is from everybody, from every ex-Cuban. I've never heard anybody say anything bad about the people or anything bad about what it looks like. It's usually they just hate the regime.
Point is, there's some very flamboyantly dressed people in Miami, and I love them all.
Jesus. We are now state-sponsored trips. Boy, epic Cuba streams. To be fair, if I traveled somewhere, these would be the streams I would
I ain't going outside. Fuck
that.
We
can't have a country with these motherfuckers, man. It's just like, I don't know. Do we have an America to send them to? Is there a place that we...
Like, I can't. My brain is falling out of my head. You're an American streamer covering American politics inside of a hotel with an internet connection that was guaranteed and provided to you by an enemy of our country right now. It's just not to take sides on anything. I've said a million times, I don't think the U.S. should be embargoing Cuba. I think the U.S. being hostile towards Cuba is cringe as fuck, right? I'm not supportive of any of that. I like that Obama was starting to thaw tensions. I think it's stupid as fuck. But this is just like, this is such an unbelievable thing to be watching. I'm just saying Putin would never, okay? Putin would never allow for this type of stuff. I'm just saying. Jesus Christ.
Literally my area of expertise when it comes to international relations, when it comes to talking about anti-imperialism, not only do I have a degree in just this, but also on top of that, I've spent the last decade or so talking about exactly this scenario. So no, in comparison to the average commentator in the United States of America, like, both to my right
and, you can absolutely tell that somebody's an expert when they're at work and they have 20 tabs of Twitter open. Clearly they're on the job while researching it. Very important fucking information.
Okay. Liberal content creators.
Guys, this is like Einstein having books behind him. It's Hassan with Twitter tabs. I'm even watching a genius at work, dude. That's impressive.
Well,
shit.
Well, I do have the specific knowledge to communicate.
So why didn't he have any sort of journalism piece and analysis on the shock collar? Why not? What did he study? Because I mean, he studied that. He's the expert to debunk his own claim.
He regurgitates American enterprise.
Who's that?
Please just make him stop talking. I can't fucking take it anymore.
Sorry, me? Yo. Wait, guy's on stream anymore? No. Can I get fired?
What is this?
Reinforcing his long-running theme that America carries too much of the burden within NATO. And then three, there is a domestic aspect to it as well. He wants voters here in the United States to hear the message that America is doing too much. Why should we be defending them?
Can you guys at least hear when the lower the bitrate, you himbo? I did. Chatter. I don't know if you know this.
Uh-oh.
I'm in fucking Cuba, okay?
Uh-oh.
Are you aware of that? Like, oh, no. Dude, I'm basically fucking running an operation that's put together with, like, string, okay? As long as you can still hear the audio, even if the video cuts out, like, you know, it's gonna be a little fucking, it's gonna be shitty.
He hasn't lowered the bitrate. Okay? Why does he need to stream? It's literally, you're not playing a game or anything. He's only at 1080p, right? He's not doing 14. Why does he need 7.5 megabits per second? It'd probably look fine with 2 megabits per second. Like, I don't know why he thinks he needs so much bandwidth. Also, damn, he's like eating up like half the fucking islands upstream right now. What the fuck?
Excellent. Good job there.
Starlink? He said before that he explicitly wasn't going to use Starlink, so.
Oh, God. Help by AI. Like, that's also. It cuts in and out, dude. What do you want me to do? I'm literally in a country that hasn't had fucking oil shipping. I'm in a country right now, an island nation that has not had a single barrel of oil come on its shores.
Then why are you there consuming their energy just to stream about US politics? What the fuck is the point? Why would you do this to go eat up the little bit of fucking internet, the little bit of energy they have?
For the past 3 months, and you guys are like, meh. Yeah, everything falls apart at times, okay? You live in the United States of America in the lap of luxury, and your internet cuts out. Like, what the fuck do you, what are you talking about? Not even a comparison.